educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
You're listening to the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program.
People love posting these inspirational things on Facebook. And I hate them. The pictures. It's just feel-good cotton candy with no substance to it at all. But if an inspiration is supposed to get you moving and doing something, these inspirational phrases are useless because they deny the reality of the universe.
And who is that old sourpuss?
People accuse me of being a negative Nelly. I'm not a negative Nelly. What I am is a realist, which I know, I guess that is negative to people who want to jam their head up their clouds and breathe in the wonderful perfumed air of happy thoughts.
They want to be able to cohabitate and smoke weed.
6238503375.
Yeah, so I was going to do like a really clever bit, but I realized while the message was playing that I got nothing. So I'm just going to sing a song that I wrote my first time in college when I was just 17. Yeah, about our across the hall dorm mate, Gretchen. It goes, Gretchy, Gretchy, buck, buck, cheese, puff, cheese, puff. Gretchy, Gretchy, buck, buck, all day long. Do you like to buck, buck, cheese, puff, cheese, puff? Gretchy likes to buck, buck, all day long.
Your song touched me in a way I've never felt before.
It's time for the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troll-Up Program.
It's Friday, July 1st, 2016.
I fought the law, I don't know what the judge thinks. I fought the law, but the law sings.
I was threatened with a lawsuit by one of my radio idols.
I'm somebody now!
Guess who it was. Go on, guess, you're never going to guess. Guess. Guess which one threatened to sue me.
Gene Shepherd.
No, he's been dead since 1999. Go on, guess again.
Casey Kasem.
Well, he's not really one of my idols, and he's been dead for less time, so it's more likely that he would come back from the dead to take issue with me. But no, that's not it, not him. Go on, guess. You think, guess, go on, guess.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
That's the one, Jonathan Brandmeier. And it wasn't really more of a threat, it was more sort of like a polite nudge. You might want to stop doing this kind of thing.
Stop it or I'll bury you alive in a box!
So this happened back on March 20th. It was a Sunday, and it was one of the few days where I had a chance to nap. Actually, it was the only day of the week when I had a chance to nap. But just before I nap, I go through, let's see if anybody's written me, what's going on Facebook, before I just shut down for 2 hours. And I see an email with the subject Jonathan Brandmeier Archive Dump, and it's from the Brandmeier Show people. It's from one of the high top people in Brandmeier Productions. And I'm all excited. Oh, they've heard it. Do they like it? Here's the ultimate dream. Does Brandmeier want to hire me to preserve, convert all the old tapes of his shows into digital files? What could it be? What? So I open it. And what it says is, sum this up, because I don't know if I can, like, actually read it without getting into trouble. I don't know if there's legal issues about reading this kind of stuff. But I'll give you the gist. Surely gisting is legal to do.
I hear you have a thing for fingers.
They heard about my Jonathan Brandmeier archive dump, the podcast that's on iTunes, and by saying podcast, I use that loosely. It's nothing like this. There's no creativity involved in the Brandmeier archive dump. I have like a ton of old KZZP Brandmeier shows, and I just put them out there on the interwebs for all the old loons to listen to again and go back with the memories. So, at first John was like, hey, that's pretty cool. He liked it.
That's pretty good.
But somebody along the way, I'm guessing legal goons at Westwood One, who nationally syndicates the show, says, I'm violating some of their rights. I suppose I can read bits and pieces of this. We are now informed what you're doing violates some of our rights and his past employers to protect his image and copyrighted materials. So they said, would you please take it down so that the lawyers don't get their panties in a bunch and start coming after you and saying, just, you know, stop it.
Just stop.
It was a very nice letter. I have no problems with it. So, okay, fine. I'll take down the Brandmeier page. I really don't care because, well, I care. But it's not, it's, you know, it's John's stuff. He wants it off? Okay, fine, I'll take it off. I don't mind. And then they said the lawyers also have an issue with the Radio Trolla Pinterest page, the Radio Trolla Facebook group, and my own personal YouTube page. They also have a problem with the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program show from January 8th, 2016.
Those sounds are inappropriate and they will not allow you to perform.
Now, at this point, I'm getting kind of cranky. Look, I don't care if John wants me to take the stuff that I have up of his off the internet. But when you're telling me to take my stuff off, which has absolutely nothing to do with Brandmeier, I'm going to get kind of cranky and I'm going to get kind of protective. I'm going to get kind of... No. Are you out of your mind? No, that's not going to happen. No. Even though I was cranky, I wrote them a nice letter back. So here's what I wrote back. I figure I can say what I wrote back since I wrote it.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
I deleted the stuff from the archive dump and changed the name to the archive void, since I can't figure out how or if you can just flat out delete the whole page. I'm fine with that. Honestly, I forgot all about it. I haven't uploaded anything there in over a year. Also, looks like someone got to the Ustream pages. I'm also fine with that. Haven't used it in 5 years, and it had my early bad shows. Don't mind if those are gone. I do have a question about other stuff. Why am I being asked to take down my January 8th, 2016 show? There's not a drop-in, not a sound, not even a mention of John in it. Also, the Radio Trolla Facebook and Pinterest pages have nothing to do with John. Same goes for my YouTube page. So why are they on the list?
This isn't some dumb question, is it?
See, I was nice. Even though I was kind of like, really? What? You asked me to take down my stuff?
Are you out of your mind?
So I went and I just bloop, delete all the Brandmeier shows on that page. But I was still cranky. Oh, I was so worked up. I could not nap. I couldn't sleep. So for the next week, for the next week, every day I'm open, going checking my emails, like, oh, please. I'm like, oh, there's going to be an email from that, the vice president of operations at Brandmeier Productions. He's going to get mad. He's going to, you know, he's got legal people on his side. And even though I've been looking things over about fair use and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff, I looked up, here's why I did the Brandmeier podcast page. I know that there are still people who listened to Brandmeier back at KZZP back in the early 80s, who still today look for his shows, and I wanted to help. That's all I wanted to do. I wasn't making money off of his shows or anything like that. I just wanted to put the shows out there for all the old loons to listen to and get the memories back and just, oh man, that was great. I loved that.
It's time to remember the magic.
There's a Gene Shepherd podcast, and that was kind of my inspiration. It's got like 1,200 Gene Shepherd shows from the 50s to the 70s. It's got just tons and tons of old Gene Shepherd radio shows. So I thought, well, I'll do the same thing with Brandmeier, and people will be happy. Well, apparently not most people. The lawyers had an issue with it.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
But so I looked this up, because I thought radio shows are just public domain. Once it's out there on the air, people can record it and exchange it and all this other stuff. Unless it's like a, you know, nationally syndicated, professionally produced kind of show like American Top 40 or Dr. Demento, then I understand the copyright issues. But I thought just a local guy doing his local radio show goes out on the air for free, everybody hears it, everybody can do what they want. But I looked into it, and apparently shows that were done after 1973, like Jonathan Brandmeier, a local radio show, it's copywritten, even though it's not expressly said copyright 1982 Brandmeier Productions.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So, okay, they had me there. But I'm fretting it. I can say fair use all I want about the radio troller program, about all that stuff, but I'm an oaf. I don't know nothing about the law.
Nice kid, but a little dumb.
I asked my friend Brenda. She's a legal mind. She said, yes, fair use applies in here. But, you know, again, Westwood One Radio Network. They have instant lawyer in a can. Just open up a can, put some water in. There you go. There's their pricey lawyer team. And who am I?
You're the son of a jackass.
I'm an oaf in Flagstaff, a student at NAU. So what do I know? I can barely afford cereal. I certainly can't afford a single lawyer. So each day, another day passes. And every day that I see that there's nothing from the Brandmeier guy, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. But then it happened. Saturday, March 26, 2016. They write back. Am I going to have to rile up for a fight? Am I going to have to really dig into fair use for the Radio Troller program? What's going to happen here? This is because lawyers are persistent. They don't like it. So here's, again, the gist of what they wrote back. Apparently, some of my personal stuff, like the Radio Troller program, my YouTube page, got just grabbed up in this sweep of everything that I do on the interwebs. The Radio Troller program, YouTube, whatever else. Well, it just got all grabbed into everything. And so they said, I don't have to delete the Radio Troller programs or anything else that has nothing to do with Jonathan Brandmeier.
You're doing this out of the goodness of your own slimy little coal-colored heart.
So, and they said, you know, thanks, getting things squared away. Hope you understand why we did this. And I did. And they wished me best of luck to you, and we do appreciate your longtime support of the Jonathan Brandmeier Showgram.
Well, doesn't that make you feel dandy?
Well, thank you. That was very nice. So after that, I wrote them back. I said, okay, that's what I thought might have happened. I understood why you asked to have the old Brandmeier stuff taken down. No hard feelings.
Everything really wrapped up nicely.
I'm still listening to Brandmeier. When he's not Trump humping, I enjoy listening to Brandmeier, past and present. And everything's good now. It's like, that's nice. I was so relieved. And not just because I wouldn't have to go into some sort of legal battle that I could not afford at all. Try to find lawyers, research fair use laws, and all this other stuff that I would certainly lose. I mean, Westwood One Radio against Radio Trolla Entertainment and Deli Meats Amalgamated? There's no match. I wouldn't even be able to keep the Deli Meats section of Radio Trolla Amalgamated after Westwood One would finish with me.
Good Lord, have pity on me.
I was also very relieved because I didn't want to get in a fight with Jonathan Brandmeier. I like Jonathan Brandmeier. He's entertained me since February 9th, 1981. I don't want to get into a big fight with a radio idol, a radio friend. Somebody who's been there to make me laugh for 30-plus years and who I've always enjoyed.
Me and my buddies! My pals, my amigos!
I don't like getting in fights with friends. Friends are swell. I don't want to get into messy legal battles with friends. So I was glad that didn't have to happen.
Let's bring up our good friend, Eric!
However, this does give me material for a new segment on the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller program.
And now, prepare yourself. Belt yourself in. Bolt yourself down. Brace yourself and secure the pets for the most mind-blowing, life-altering, awesomer than staring into the face of God moment in not just the history of your life, not just the history of your country, not just the history of the world, not just the history of the solar system, not just the history of this universe and all other universes combined from the past, present, and all future universes. For the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program, Moment of Hubris.
The Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program, Moment of Hubris, is meant for entertainment purposes only, and you're a damn idiot if you take any of it seriously. Well. Looks like the big people in radio are getting a little nervous. And they're getting nervous about me, the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program. You see, Jonathan Brandmeier, he's a big deal guy in radio up there, had his lawyers sent me a message saying, you're going to have to take down the Radio Trolla Program and just, you're going to have to just stop doing it. And you know why he did that? Because I am making him nervous. He sees the raw, just fantastic radio talent that I have. And he knows that if the Radio Trolla really, really catches on, then it's over for him. That's it. I'm sure he's heard mutterings around Westwood One. I don't see why they wouldn't be talking about me. They're saying stuff, you know that Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program? I think that's Radio Gold. Why don't we get rid of this Brandmeier guy, and we'll get that Eric guy. Because he's friggin' awesome. His show is wildly entertaining. He's very creative. He puts on a very good radio show, and I think we need to get him. So this is why Brandmeier Productions are sending their lawyers after me to shut me down. To make it look like to Westwood One, it looks like he just gave up on his podcast. Might as well just forget it and keep the Brandmeier guy. You know, it's the same reason for why KJAC let me go. My show was getting 2 to 3 times more YouTube views than any of the other shows on KJAC, and I was just so much better than everybody else that I made them look bad, so they had to get rid of me. And that's what Brandmeier's doing. He's getting nervous. Somebody out there could be better than him. Could be, is better than him. I will be the savior of terrestrial radio if somebody just gives me a job, a radio job. Because, sure, the listening numbers for the podcast, they might be kind of low, but that's a marketing issue. All I got is Facebook telling my friends. But if I got the Westwood One radio network backing me up, that's it. It's all over. Brandmeier's going to be my coffee boy. Well, I don't like coffee, so Brandmeier's going to be my jelly donut boy. And that's what's making him nervous. And that's what's making everybody in radio nervous. I am scaring them with my podcast.
Are you quite finished with your joke?
Again, if you believe anything said in Moment of Hubris, you're dumber than a post.
How do you do, Mr. Sponsor? How do you do? Here's the time for a commercial for you. We'd be glad to put it in if you'll get up a tin. How do you do, Mr. Sponsor? How do you do?
This summer, thousands of women all over the country are discovering a special help with wartime meals in the product called Kraft Dinner. A box of Kraft Dinner gives them enough delicious macaroni and cheese for 4 people at a very few cents a serving, and only 1 single red ration point for the whole dish. And with Kraft Dinner, they cook that delicious main dish in just 7 minutes. In every Kraft Dinner box, there's a special macaroni that cooks fluffy, tender in boiling water, and an envelope of Kraft grated. With this handy Kraft grated, you whisk cheese goodness through and through the fluffy macaroni in a jiffy. A very smart trick is to shape the hot Kraft Dinner in a ring mold for a minute or two, unmold on a platter, and serve with cream vegetables or fish or meat. But just as is, Kraft Dinner gives you a mighty fine dish. Try this 7-minute macaroni and cheese soon. At your food store, be on the alert for point-saving Kraft Dinner.
Hawaii, man. Just shut up and fun phone.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Today.
That's the number for the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Radio Phone. 623-850-3375. You can call the number and you can do whatever you want. If you've been listening for 5 years, you know the rap. I've been saying it over and over again. No rules for the radio phone. Just call and do whatever you want. But if you don't know what you want to call the radio phone for, I always give a suggested topic for radio phone calling in for. Just go to the Radio Troller Facebook group, and every week I'll post a question. This way you can keep up to date. Well, what should I call into the radio phone for this week? Oh, Eric's provided me with a topic. I have just the answer for that. I will call him up. Boop, 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 boop. And then you'll listen to the message, and then you'll leave your message, and I will play it on my show. And this week's Radio Troller topic is your Sam Beckett. You can only travel through time within your own lifetime, past and future. Where would you like to time travel to in your life and why? Can't say to next week to get the winning Powerball numbers. That's an easy answer. For me, I would definitely immediately I would go back to the early 1980s. 81 to 83. I have there's like a pull for me. There always has been since like 1984. I've always wanted to go back to 1981, 1983. It's like everything changed, and not just changed, but molded in place and set. There was the Loon News. There was parodying that I was doing, satire writing I really started doing. I really got into the radio thing, wanted to do that, and there was good times with good friends. Some who later turned out not to be good friends, but good friends. It was good times, although I don't know why I'm so attracted to 81, 82, because there were a lot of crappy times, too. I had to go to school. I hated school. There were bullies. I hated bullies. I had to mow the lawn and do weekend chores. I hated mowing the lawn and doing weekend chores. And yet, you give me a time machine, the first place I'm going to, 1981 to 1983. I like the music. The radio was fun. Jonathan Brammeier and Dave Otto on KZZP, they were the ones who made me think, you know, I want to do what they're doing. They're having a lot of fun and they're making money at it. I want to do that. So, 81 to 83, I'd shoot right back there. So, that was the topic. Where would you go in your lifetime if you could travel through time? And nobody called. Clothes are dry. Nobody called. But people answered on Facebook, and one person texted in their reply. Lisa Magosh said, "I want to see the knocking down of the Berlin Wall. No, I won't change the world, but that would have been an event to see."
Is this important?
Cheryl Busfield, this was the one who texted in her message, "I would travel back to when I first started what has been my best paying job to date and convince myself to start a savings account. Also, I would have told myself not to make such an ass of myself over that one guy."
This is William Shatner.
Amit Shukla said, "Excellent question. This might be a fool's errand, but I would go back to about 1978, track down young Bill Clinton, and warn him that he should be faithful to his wife and keep his dick in his pants. It would save the aggravation of so many people."
That needs to be fixed.
And then Amit's brother Sanjeev chimed in. I'm sure I'm totally white person mispronouncing that name wrong. Sanjeev. He wrote, "Why not just go back to the 2000 election and get accurate vote counters integrated into the Florida Elections Commission?" Amit replied, "I refuse to waste a time travel opportunity by spending it in fucking Florida."
Just another example of knowing what to say and when to say it.
Hi, this is Dewey Hopper. When I'm in town, I listen to the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller program. Forecast for the area, clear to partly cloudy with a chance of showers. We'll have some pretty pleasant highs and below will be the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program. It's a sad, sad low. Jeez.
And time now for us to take a leak at the news.
I hate to close out the show on bad news, but I got some news today that, it totally just... It sent me in a bit of a spiral. You remember last week, or maybe it was the show before last week? Yeah, it was the show before last week, because that was when I did all the offensive stuff. I talked about this news girl on KMOV, and how much I enjoyed watching her.
Wow, look at the tits!
Well, today, I got some news, like I said. It just, when I heard it, I was just like, oh my god, no! She is leaving KMOV.
No!
I'm right there with you. That's, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what I said when they said their goodbyes today. She said that she's leaving, and then she went through, I enjoyed working here and all this other stuff. But I just got here. I've only been here for a month and a half, and now she's leaving. I loved watching her. And that's where I'll end that sentence. I loved watching her. It wasn't just her fantastic rack. She was chunky in just the right way. She was stone cold sexy in every way that can be, and now she's gone. Gone.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
Now I have to watch these stiffs, whoever they are, on KMOV, and I don't get my news eye candy anymore.
TV sucks.
Well, today, actually, 5 minutes ago, I finally looked up her name. Alyssa Reitmeier. That's who she was, and that's who she was, and now she's gone from my life. Probably forever, I don't know. But I certainly am going to miss...
her giant boobs.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, did I enjoy looking at those. They were fantastic.
Oh, man! That does it for me!
Is any of this appropriate to say?
You're kind of a douche!
Anyway, before I do my final words for the episode, let's have a little tribute to Alyssa Reitmeier, competent KMOV news anchor, and so plus size sexy.
My milkshake brings all the boys of the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge.
Give your boobies some freedom, all together now. Just admit it, gals, it sure feels great to feel them swinging, ooh, titillate.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Boobs a lot, boobs a lot.
You gotta like boobs a lot.
Really like boobs a lot.
You gotta like boobs a lot.
Boobs a lot, boobs a lot.
You gotta like boobs a lot. If you like boobs a lot, tag along.
Beep, beep, pop, boobs a lot.
Yes, I like boobs a lot.
Boobs a lot, boobs a lot.
You gotta like boobs a
lot.
They're big and round. They're all around.
They're big and round. They're all around.
I enjoy her giant boobs.
You're a sexist jerk.
Join the Radio Trolla program Facebook page. Keep up to date on everything Radio Trolla going on and find out this week's topic for the radio phone. And you can call the radio phone 623-850-3375. You can do whatever you want. Jonathan Brandmeier can call me and say the lawsuit's back on. Alyssa can call and tell me that I'm a perverted dick.
You insensitive asshole.
Donate to the Radio Trolla program. Go to RadioTrolla.com, click on the PayPal link, and give me every single bit of cent that you have, because I could be involved in a couple of lawsuits after this show, so I'm going to need as much money as I can get.
And now, till we meet again, adios.
Share the link to my show. Jeff Quinlan loves you.
Good night.
Coming up now is William Bendix living the life of Riley on NBC.